Well, good morning and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today is October 15th, 2021, and welcome once again to our Bible reading. Today we are going to be continuing through 1 Kings chapter 18. We are going to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We're going to be starting that book today, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We are going to be finishing the book of Ezekiel, chapter 48 chapters, completely done. Finishing Ezekiel today and doing Psalm 104. So if you have your Bibles, grab them. Let's get into the word today. 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go, show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." And so Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria, and Ahab called Obadiah, who was over the household. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. And when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by fifties in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, "Go through the land to all the springs of water and to all the valleys, and perhaps we may find grass and save the horses and mules alive and not lose some of the animals." And so they divided the land between them to pass through it. And Ahab went in one direction by himself, and Obadiah went in another direction by himself. And as Obadiah was on his way, behold, Elijah met him. And Obadiah recognized him and fell on his face and said, "Is it you, my lord Elijah?" And he answered him, "It is I. Go, tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here." And he said, "How have I sinned that you may give your servant to the hand of Ahab to kill me? And as the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my lord has not sent to seek you. And when they say he is not here, he would take an oath of the kingdom or nation that they have not found you. And now you say, 'Go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here.' Then as soon as I have gone for you, the spirit of the Lord will carry you, I know not where. And so when I come and tell Ahab and he cannot find you, he will kill me. And although I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth, and has it not been told my Lord that I did what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men in the Lord's prophets by fifties in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, 'Go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he will kill me.' And Elijah said, 'As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand today, I will surely show myself to him today.' And so Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And when Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, 'Is it you, you troubler of Israel?' And he answered, 'I have not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house, because you have abandoned the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals. Now, therefore, send and gather all Israel to me at Mount Carmel, and the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table.' And so Ahab went to all the people of Israel and gathered the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, 'How long will you go limping between two differing opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him.' And the people did not answer him a word. And then Elijah said to the people, 'I, even I only, am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. And let the two bulls be given to us, and let them choose one bull for themselves and cut it into pieces and lay it on wood, but put no fire to it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood and put no fire on it. And you call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord, the God who answers, and the God who answers by fire, he is God.' And all the people answered, 'It is well spoken.' And then Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, 'Choose for yourselves one bull and prepare it first, for you are many, and call upon the name of your God, but put no fire to it.' And they took the bull that was given them, and they prepared it and called upon the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, 'O Baal, answer us.' But there was no voice, and no one answered. Then they limped around the altar that they had made. And at noon, Elijah mocked them, saying, 'Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he is relieving himself, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he's asleep and must be away.' And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out upon them. And as midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation, but there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. And then Elijah said to the people, 'Come near to me.' And all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that he had thrown down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of tribes of the sons of Jacob to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, 'Israel shall be your name.' And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 seah of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, fill 4 jars with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. They did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran around the altar and filled the trench also with water. And at the time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God and that you have turned their hearts back. And then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal and let not one of them escape. And they seized them. And Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slaughtered them there. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the rushing of rain. And so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he bound himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And at the 7th time, he said, behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising from the sea. And he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you. And in a little while, the heavens grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his garments and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. That was 1 Kings chapter 18, one of my favorite stories, as a matter of fact, in all of Scripture. But anyway, let's move on over to the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in the power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. And you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. Then you became imitators of us and of the Lord. And for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. That was 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's move on over to Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. We're going to finish this book today. Ezekiel chapter 48, final chapter. Ezekiel 48, these are the names of the tribes, beginning at the northern extreme, beside the way to Hethlon, to Lebo Hamath, as far as Hazar Enon, which is on the northern border of Damascus, over against Hamath, and extending from the east side to the west, Dan, one portion, adjoining the territory of Dan, from the east side to the west, Asher, one portion, adjoining the territory of Asher, from the east side to the west, Naphtali, one portion, adjoining the territory of Naphtali from the east side to the west, Manasseh, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Manasseh from the east side to the west, Ephraim, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Ephraim from the east side to the west, Reuben, one portion. And adjoining the territory of Reuben from the east side to the west, Judah, one portion. And adjoining the territory of Judah from the east side to the west shall be the portion which you shall set apart, 25,000 cubits in breadth and in length equal to one of the tribal portions, and from the east side to the west with the sanctuary in the midst of it. And the portion that you shall set apart for the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits in length and 20,000 in breadth. And these shall be the allotments of the holy portion. The priest shall have an allotment measurement of 25,000 cubits on the northern side, 10,000 cubits in breadth on the western side, 10,000 in breadth on the eastern side, and 25,000 in length on the southern side. and the sanctuary of the Lord in the midst of it. And this shall be for the consecrated priests, the sons of Zadok, who kept my charge, who did not go astray when the people of Israel went astray as the Levites did. And it shall belong to them as a special portion from the holy portion of the land, a most holy place, adjoining the territories of the Levites and alongside the territory of the priests. The Levites shall have an allotment 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in breadth. The whole length shall be 25,000 cubits and the breadth 20,000. And they shall not sell or exchange any of it. They shall not alienate this choice portion of the land, for it is holy to the Lord. The remainder 5,000 cubits in breadth and 25,000 in length shall be for common use, for the city, for dwelling, and for open country. In the midst of it shall be the city. And these shall be its measurements: the north side 4,500 cubits, the south side 4,500, the east side 4,500, and the west side 4,500. And the city shall have open land on the north 250 cubits, on the south 250, on the east side 250, and on the west 250. The remainder of the lengths alongside the holy portion shall be 10,000 cubits to the east and 10,000 to the west, and it shall be alongside the holy portion. Its produce shall be food for the workers of the city, and the workers of the city from all the tribes of Israel shall till it. And the whole portion that you shall set apart shall be 25,000 cubits square, that is, the holy portion, together with the property of the city. What remains on both sides of the holy portion of the property of the city shall belong to the prince. And extending from the 25,000 cubits on the holy portion to the east border and the westward from the 25,000 cubits to the west border, parallel to the tribal portions, it shall be to the prince. And the holy portion with the sanctuary of the temple shall be in the midst. It shall be separate from the property of the Levites and the property of the city, which is in the midst of that which belongs to the prince. And the portion of the prince shall lie between the territory of Judah and the territory of Benjamin. As for the rest of the tribes from the east side to the west, Benjamin one portion adjoining the territory of Benjamin from the east side to the west, Simeon one portion adjoining the territory of Simeon from the east side to the west, Issachar one portion adjoining the territory of Issachar from the east side to the west, Zebulun one portion adjoining the territory of Zebulun from east side to the west, Gad one portion and adjoining the territory of Gad to the south. The boundary shall run from Tamar to the water of Meribah Kadesh, from there along the brook of Egypt to the great sea. And this is the land that you shall allot as an inheritance among the tribes of Israel, and these are their portion, declares the Lord. And these shall be exits of the city: on the north side, which is to be 4,500 cubits by measure, three gates: the gate of Reuben, the gate of Judah, and the gate of Levi, the gate of the city being named after the tribes of Israel. And on the east side, which is to be 4,500 cubits, three gates: the gate of Joseph, the gate of Benjamin, the gate of Dan. And on the south side, which is to be 4,500 cubits by measure, three gates: the gate of Simeon, the gate of Issachar, and the gate of Zebulun. On the west side, which is to be 4,500 cubits, three gates: the gate of Gad, the gate of Asher, the gate of Naphtali. And the circumference of the city shall be 18,000 cubits. And the name of the city from the time on shall be The Lord Is There. That was the end of the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 48. Tomorrow we start the prophet Daniel, the book of Daniel tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Let's go to our final reading today in Psalm 104. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. He lays the beams of his chambers on the waters, and he makes the clouds his chariots. He rides on the winds of the wind, the wings of the wind. And he makes his messengers winds, his ministers a flaming fire. He set the earth on its foundation so that it should never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains, and at your rebuke they fled, and at the sound of your thunder they took to flight. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down into the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills, and they give drink to every beast of the field, and the wild donkey quenches their thirst. And beside them, the birds of the heaven dwell, and they sing among the branches. And from your lofty abode, you water the mountains, and the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for livestock and plant for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nests, the stork has her home in the fir trees, and the high mountains are for the wild goats. and the rocks are a refuge for the rocks, for the rock badgers. And he made the moon to mark the seasons, the sun to know its times for setting. You make darkness and its night when all the beasts of the forest creep about. And the young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. And when the sun rises, they steal away and lie down in the dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable, living things, both great and small. And there go the ships and Leviathan, which you formed to play in it. And these all look to you to give them their food in due season. And when you give it to them, they gather it up. And when you open your hand, they are filled with good things. And when you hide your face, they are dismayed. And when they take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. And when you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. And let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Blessed be the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. That was our reading today for October 15th, 2021. God bless you. Stay in the word today, and Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye now.